Sometimes Americans do root for the other team. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We don't typically root for convicted murderers in this country. We root for the prosecution.
Your state has executed 234 death row inmates. Have you?
Hang them high. But it was different for Amanda Knox. As she went on trial for the murder of her roommate, there was outrage here. The evidence seemed flimsy. The Italian justice system looked like something out of the Middle Ages. And correspondent Peter Van Zandt reported that the real crime was the conduct of the prosecution.
He created this sex fiend. And remember, this is a man who was convicted of abuse of office. And trust me, I think he will have his day in court.
And yet overseas, Amanda never stopped being Foxy Noxy. And when the Italian appeals court set her free yesterday, the locals didn't cheer. They couldn't believe it.
She was the she-devil, is how she was portrayed here. So people are genuinely shocked that she is walking free.
But back in the U.S., especially in Seattle, there was celebration. And Ann Bremner, the attorney who helped raise money for the family, even told me that in hindsight, Amanda should have run.
I think that in the very beginning, the best thing she could have done was get on a plane and come home, because there was no evidence that she wasn't arrested right away. And I don't think she would have been extradited.
Imagine how that would have looked. So pay attention, world. You may see the U.S. as a hang-em-high culture, but not in the Amanda Knox case. In the Amanda Knox case, we were ready to smuggle in the hacksaws. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.